It's a geo-based smartphone app, which sounds very flash, but it just means you can download onto your smartphone or your iPad, register as a farmer, register as a spray contractor, or register as a beekeeper, and then any activity that happens around you, you'll be alerted to. So if a beekeeper puts some hives near a farmer's property, an automatic alert will go through the app to the registered farmer in that area. There's a dedicated sort of 10-kilometre parameter, and we've worked on that with bee experts and the Honeybee Industry Council.
Okay, so let's pretend I'm the beekeeper and you're the farmer.
Yes.
And we've both got our little smartphones.
We've both been great practitioners, downloaded the app on our phones, have registered.
Okay, I'm the beekeeper and I want to go out and do something with my hives.
Mm-hmm.
What happens then?
So as a registered beekeeper, you'll be in that area, and as a registered farmer, I'll already know. But when I go on as a farmer and say, well, tomorrow I've got my spring crops are there, I've got to apply whatever crop protection product, I'll log that activity on my farm. It allows me either to log it specifically on the farm or on the specific paddock even. And if that could possibly impact on the hives, it'll send an alert to the registered beekeeper. And at that point, that allows them to undertake measures either to move hives or put off the spraying or know that it's actually in an area that they don't need to worry about.
And where did the inspiration to do this come from?
This came from us just talking to farmers, talking to other agricultural groups and talking to the Bee Industry Council. The concept came from that.
What level of concern have you heard in the beekeeping industry about protecting pollination and protecting bees from chemicals and sprays?
Well, globally we see a declining a bee population, but in Australia, in fact, we see the opposite. We have one of the world's healthiest and growing bee colonies, and that's why you want to get in front of these issues. We want to protect that. We're lucky we don't have the varroa mite here.
Yet,
and need to remain dedicated on that. But also, this is about just good farming practice and apiarists and farmers and neighbours coordinating. And that's the way to do it. We have great innovation going on in our industry and in farming. And with the right cooperation, right communication between partners, we can keep that that healthy pollinator population.
How did you go about putting this app together?
I'm very fortunate with I think we refer to Gen Y at this point, to have some Gen Yers in the office who, when I said, I've got this great idea, they went, well, we can probably make that happen. There's a team that have spent a lot of frustrated hours getting this right, coordinating it, testing it. It's been more than a year in the planning, and it's been some months of hard going, but they've certainly learnt a lot about smartphone apps and a lot more about beekeeping and farming.